So Baruch Hashem, we got up to this next Mishnah, starting a new Mishnah here. We're starting a new Mishnah here. Mishnah, the second Mishnah on Daf Hei Amavei. Here, Mishnah is Marcus Hei Amavei Aleph. Sorry, the second Mishnah. Okay, so let's see this Mishnah here. Ein ha'eden na'as ezonim ad she'ezimu es atzma. The Edom do not become Edom Zonim until they themselves are accused of being Edom Zonim. Right? They themselves can be accused. So until they themselves are accused, then Edom do not become Edom Zonim until they themselves are accused. Meaning what? The Mishnah says, what is that supposed to mean? Ketza. So we're going to speak out the whole case. Amru, if they said the following, Me'edin anu be'ishplan, two Edom, the first second of this is, we testify on a certain person, Shaharagas hanafish, he killed somebody. Right? So two Edom come in, says, Reuven killed Shimon. So Amru Lahem, they say to them, meaning who's they? The second pair of Edom say to them, Hei chata me'idin, how could you say testimony? Shaharei neherag zeh, Shaharei, good boy, neherag zeh, or ahorek zeh, hayeimanu asayom. This person who got killed, or the killer was with us. B'makom plani. They were with us in a certain place. In Elu Zonim, this is not a good case of Zonim. Good. So if the Edom, second set of Edom kind of say that the killer or the person who got killed was with us on that day, that's not a case of Edom Zonim. Like Rabbi Yosef Weissman pointed out, it would end up canceling the first set of Edom. I mean, the first set of Edom, it would just be two against two. It wouldn't make the halakha of Edom Zonim that you do to these Edom what they planned on doing.
So they're not doing it themselves.
Not doing.
But so the whole thing's a sapek, the whole court.
No, so yes. So we'll leave it. Yes, so we'll put take it out of Bestin. So we'll say, okay, we're not going to assume it's true.
You got two. What this is?
It's a two against two.
Don't know who's telling the truth.
Oh, it's a two against two.
Who saw it really?
That's a huge.
How can they not be guilty of Edom Zonim? But yet it's still question: if you throw the court out, the credibility.
No, because
I mean, they're not credible enough
to prosecute the guy again.
You can't claim them as Zomim.
Right. I mean, like Rabbi Yosef is saying, the special halacha of Edom Zomim that would believe the second group of Edom more than the first one is only in a very specific scenario where the Torah says it. Only if the Edom Zomim are saying they're accusing the Edom themselves that you were with us. But the minute they say the other facts, they're doing azama on the other facts. Then we don't say the second group is any better than the first group. Fine, it'll be taken out of Bestin, but you're not going to give the halakha of Edom Zonim. Is that true? That's what Rabbi Yosef pointed out to me. He's right. Now, of course, we're not going to accept the first Edus, because it's a two against two. It's a two against two. We're not going to accept the first Edus, but we're saying you're not going to get the halakha of Edom Zonim in this case, where the second Edom are just going against the facts in the story, and not going against the Edom themselves. They're just saying either the killer was with us, or the person who got killed. Then we don't give the halacha Edom Zonim. Good? Yeah, fine. Of course, meaning that the Kavita will have to get. Fine, for Shemayim, they have to do tshuva. We're not saying they don't have to do tshuva. But this specific halacha Edom Zonim, it doesn't apply to them.
A lot of times, people think they witness things, and if they don't really, it's not really, there's been a lot of testing on that. And a lot of people, like I said, somebody's drowning, he was under there for 10 minutes, and he's only been there for half a minute or something, but because of the panic that they're in, they get there, also another survey where they had, some people ran across the stage, and there was a class, and there was like about 100 students there, and only about 3 people really got the facts 100%. So it was a bit of a balagan, they wanted to test it. Only about 3 guys actually were able to. I think the more says also, the person who eats in the street or something, so that if you're not really together, you're not able to focus in on the facts that actually happened so quick and whatever, so you can't come up with the.
Fine, very good. So let's see again the Mishnah.
I'm sorry,
let's see
the Mishnah. I'm sorry, I need to go down to the Mishnah. Because according to this, the Torah says we believe the second or the first, but they do it the right way.
Good.
They do it the right way.
Right.
So at the end of the Mishnah, that's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says
that
gets whammy.
Well, we'll see it in the Gemara.
That's because the Chachamim say,
We'll see the Gemara. We'll cut to the Gemara. That case is a different case. That's a specific case. We'll cut to the Gemara.
That backs up the concept that the Torah.
Yeah, only a specific that we believe the second case. I thought you were saying correct.
We'll the third said no, fourth said no, fifth said no.
So we'll see. Hold on. Yeah, so that's based on this concept that it's a chiddush that we believe the second case. Good. It's a chiddush we believe the second case, meaning it's a Torah. Fine. So again, let's see a Mishnah again. Let's see it inside so we can learn how to read a Mishnah. Maybe you can help me if I read it wrong. In the Edim, not the Zonim. The Edim don't become Edim Zonim. Ad Shiazimu is Atman. Until the second set accuses the Edim themselves, not the facts in the story. But they accuse and they find to be false the Edom himself. Like what? Keta. What's the case? Amru, they say the first set that says the following. They say the following. Me Edom anu ve'ish ploni. We testify on a certain person. Shaharak esa nefesh. That he killed a different soul. So Amru lahem, they say to them, meaning the second bear says to them, Hich ata me Edom. How are you able to testify? Sharei behold. Nehragze, this person who got killed, Horigze, or the killer, this killer, Hayyima, the murderer, Hayyima, he was with us, Osayom, that day, Makaploni, in a certain place, not in your place, in a different place. So, what's the halacha in such a scenario? Ein Elu Zalmin. These are not the case, the classic case that Torah tells us of Edom Zalmin, that you believe the second one's over the first one, and you carry out Kasha's on. So, what is the case? Aval, however, Amrulahem, if the second eighth pair of Edom say to them, Heich Atem Me'idim, they say, how could you say testimony? Chere behold, Atem, you Edom Hayisem Imanu, Azayim, you with us that day with Makaploni in a certain place. Hare Eludan, behold, these are a case of Edom Zanamin, and therefore, V'naragin Alfiyan, and they will get killed because of the mouth of the second Edom. Meaning Reuven, the first Edom wanted to say that Reuven killed Shimon, so Reuven should get killed. Halacha is, if now the second pair of Edom say, you guys were with us on that day, then because of the second Edom, we'll kill the first pair of Edom. That's the first halacha of the Mishnah. So let's see the first Rashi in the Mishnah. Right where it says, Masisin, about 1, 2, 3. Seven lines from the narrow lines in Rashi, where it says, Masisin, like Mishnah and Fodlar. Shiazimu es atma. What does that mean? What do they have to? The Edom have to accuse they themselves. The shiazimu esam. They have to accuse them. The iske gufa. We're dealing about they themselves. The Edom themselves. The loba iske, not the dealings with ahore, the person who got killed. The killer. The ahore, the person who got killed. The farish does like to explain as we go further. I will explain. Fine. So that's the first halacha. You have to actually, the zama, the accusing of the second pair has to be that the first Edom itself were with them. Fine. That's the first halacha. The Mishnah, which the Gemara is going to speak about, we'll learn that about that today at the Gemara. Let's see the next case in the Mishnah. What's the second halacha of this Mishnah? Ba'u achirim behizimun. Ba'u achirim behizimun. Let's say a second pair of Edom came and said, no, we really also saw Reuben kill Shimon on Sunday in Yerushalayim. Then this pair of Edom that's doing the Hazama today, they're saying, you were also with us in a lot, snorkeling in a lot. You were also with us. You were also with us. How can you say you were in Yerushalayim on Sunday at 12 o'clock? You were with us in a lot. How can you were in Yerushalayim? And Bo Achir Vizimu Afilu Meya Kulam Yag. Even if it was 100 Edom, we'll kill all of them. Meaning like this. What happened over here? Set number one comes and says, we saw Reuben kill Shimon in Yerushalayim on Sunday 12 p.m. Good? Comes group number two and says, it can't be. You were with us in Eilat. Fine. So what's the halacha? Group number one gets killed, they're Edom Zonim. Comes group number three. They say, we also saw Reuben kill Shimon in Yerushalayim at 12 p.m. on Sunday. The second, and peer number two comes back and says, you were also with us on a snorkeling trip. You also, we all were there together. So it comes to that, they say, we believe the second peer number two, we kill also peer number three. And it keeps happening. Even if it's 100 other Aden, we believe.
Number four comes, two wipes them out. Number five comes, two wipes them out.
Two always wipes them out.
two by seven.
And it comes seven. Out that it
showing
was
the
big.
Power of
what the word is on it.
Oh. So the Torah, for some reason, the Torah, understand, like Rabbi Yosef is saying, the Kasher Zamav is the second pair, wins over everybody. They not only went over the first set, they went out, they went at everybody. And we're going to believe
if
that.
If they're going to win after the first set, according to the Talmud, they must win over all others.
Oh, that's
the argument.
Oh, so if they win, they win, we're saying, for some reason, the Torah says, group number two rules. And it comes out to the big snorkeling trip in a lot that day. There's a lot of guys over there, like 100, 200 guys. Okay, if you can find out that they're lying somehow, fine. Unless we prove them wrong, right? Unless we pull up in another place in a lot and we find out that you have 200 guys snorkeling and say it never happens, fine. But if we can't figure it out, then group number two, meaning, unless we have figure out group number two is lying, we're going to believe group number two. That's a Chum state. Group number two rules. That's the chiddush of the Torah of Kasher Zara, like Rav Yosef was saying. Group number two rules. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda says, what are you talking about? Istatis Yisru. These guys are a bunch of phonies. And I'm sure probably has a good word. What's istatis?
It's fixed, I think.
The Rashi is like, let's just service athletes. They're a bunch of, like, they're strayers. They're like wayward people.
Right.
What does our school say for istatis?
Swayed.
They're swayers. Meaning these guys are swaying from the
they're
truth.
Up to something.
Yeah, why are you always believing group number two? If there was just group one and group two, so the Torah says believe group number two, fine. But now they're making up a story. Every guy who comes, they're saying he was with us. Right? There's a reason to believe that this group number two likes Reuven, and they don't want him to get killed, right? They like Reuven, and they don't like that people are coming and saying Reuven killed Shimon Yerushalayim at 12 o'clock. So they're coming, maybe they're the liars. So
Reuven
he
paid
said,
paid
them a lot, yeah. So when did Reuven, the Torah say Kasher Zaman? In a normal case, everything looks good. Everything looks straight. You believe group number two. In this case, it looks funny a little bit. Every guy who comes, group number two says they were with us.
Even Rabbi Huda, just one more set.
I still have to say, it's a chiddush, but he said only the first one.
So he doesn't need 100. Obviously, by the time you get to 100, everyone's going to say there's something fishy here. But even if there's only just one set of witnesses.
Even once group number two.
The chiddush is that they themselves have a co-op canceling out the first, not necessarily everyone that comes after them. You need another set of witnesses to cancel out a second set.
Good. So let's see in the Gemara.
I think we're losing something.
One sec, let's just finish this thing.
Rashi doesn't say that.
Everybody, relax for a minute. We'll see. Yehuda Amar, Isat Tesizu. Let's just read it, and then we'll hear the everybody's chedushin. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Isat Tesizu. These guys are a bunch of phonies. They're a bunch of swayers. They ain't a nerak. They do not get killed. Elakat Rishon of Alvat. Only the first group. Meaning, group number one comes. Group number two says they were with us. So then we say, group number two, you're right. These group number one is Adam Zoman. Kill group number one, fine. Once group number three comes, and again group number two says, no, they were with us, we say, hold on, we're not going to believe you so fast. Maybe you're trying to do a trick of it. Rabbi Yaakov, what were you saying?
We're assuming that they pass rules of standard evidence, that we believe them.
Good, fine. But
we're both groups.
Well,
one and two.
Then we have to figure out who's telling the truth. It's true. As far as we're concerned, we did all the seven questions this way, the seven Jews, the seven Bakiras. We did everything, right. All the questions. Group number one seemed to be saying the truth. So we accepted them.
That also applies to the second set of testimony we give against group number three. And why doesn't their testimony stand up to?
Oh, because really, she needed two events too. Because really, the question, like we were saying, why should one group of eight be better than group number one? We believe group number one already. Why is two not better than one?
Yeah.
Only because the Torah says a chiddush. Why?
We don't want to break another window. That window's already been broken.
Fine. So again, meaning, why is group number two better than group number one? The Torah says a chiddush, right?
Because we go against the individuals, not because it's different testimony.
Yeah, but still, the Torah tells you these individuals go against are better than those guys. For some reason, the Torah says they're stronger. But it doesn't mean that he's stronger than group number three. It's meaning usually two against two. Meaning you need
to pass. It has to be for the whole Kasher Zamar, the Torah's Kasher Zamar to stand. For them to be stronger. It has to be stronger. Otherwise,
how strong?
Do we keep saying, like you Rabbi is saying, you only say they're strong two against the first one, not against anything else. We'll see anything more.
The question is, I guess they have to say that the third set was with them also. Every set, they were with us. They're with us. It must be there was like a mass.
Yeah.
If it's true,
mass snorkeling
mass
situation.
It's a
party.
Yeah.
Okay,
we're assuming that they've already passed all the standard tests.
True.
I mean, including the common sense test.
There of is course, but still, it seemed like the group was saying the truth, and I agree. Correct. Fine. Let's see Rashi in the second case, and we'll go try to put a Gemara in the first case. Let's see Rashi here. The Ba'o Achirim. What did I say in Ba'o Achirim? Ba'o Achirim, another set of Edom came. She'idu Allah, Ke'edus HaRishayim, that said the same as group number one, that Reuben killed Shimon. V'hizimu. Who said the next Hazama? Who did that Hazama? Elu Hashnaim, She'izimu HaRishayim. The same group number two that messed, tried to accuse group number one, Hizimu Gamas HaRishayim. They also want to go against group number three. Sa'afilu Hein Me'a Kitas Zu Achazu. Even if there are 100 groups, one after another, the kat achas he must have this group number, this one group which we're calling group number two, keeps doing azam. Kul and Yagu, we kill all of them. They're all edim zayim. Come to Rabbi Yehuda and said, "What are you talking about? Isn't this Izu? Hakat says this group kat shall edus sara v'satiyeh. They're a group of strayers. Like Rashi saying the word istatis. What word is the word istatis? Rashi says the word from satya. What does satya mean? So the targum on the word sara and ben sara omore is satya, which means to stray. Like, what's a ben sara omore? They say like a rebel. They say in English, they say a wayward son. Like a sara, and targum says satya on the word sara, which means stray. It means they're straying from the truth. They're veering from the truth.
They're plotting something.
They're plotting. So they're plotted. It's in the thing. They're plotted. I mean, the word just literally Rashi trying to explain what the word istatis.
Rashi says eight son.
Rashi says istatis. Where are you? Yes, what's that? He's saying first, what's the word? Where's the word come from? Hakata this kasha sara v'satya. Comes the word of satya, he. Which means what? Now Rashi, that's what the word comes from. Now, what does it mean exactly? Kach natlu itzvinam. They must have didn't made a plan, like a plot between them, these two guys. Lahazim, and between them, this guy and the Reuben. Lahazim es kala abala heidala. These two guys said, we're going to accuse anybody, any person who comes to say Edus against Reuben and Reuben kills Shimon. We're going to just say that they're Edom Zomim. So he's saying, don't believe them on all the group. On the first group, the Torah says, believe them. Once it comes to group number three and on, don't believe them anymore. But the Gemara is going to ask, if you see already from group three and four that these guys are phonies, so why should you even believe them then on group number one? So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, the Torah says, halacha kasha zomim. That's unless, but now we see something's wrong with them. Right. So why do you, so we'll see
so
the Gemara.
You learn how do you test the Edom that are trying to make someone like
Good, because the Gemara is going to speak about the second case. We're going to get to what was in the Gemara in the second case. More in depth, how to understand Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, it needs explanation of Rabbi Yehuda. He's saying, this group number two will not get group number one. But for group three, four, five, six, we'll say your phonies, we're not believing you. How does that work? I mean, believing group number two.
As far as
group number one to knock them out. But the other groups, you're telling me, no, now they're phonies. Meaning, once we see their phonies for group three, four, five, we should also not accept their Edus on group number one, maybe. Because these guys are a bunch of.
The question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda also, is now that you don't accept group, you don't make group three Edom Zayim, then you're saying you should believe them?
No.
Or you don't believe them? Do you believe them that so-and-so, that they witnessed what they witnessed?
So maybe you should. Maybe you should.
Or do they stay in a middle situation of we don't believe them and we don't kill them? What actually do we do with it?
You mean the first witness? You know, what
the first witness is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say they get killed because they're planning to kill. Second witnesses, we say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's already istatis, right? So we throw it out. So they don't get killed. But if they're not going to get killed, there's a side to say, maybe we should believe them in their original testimony that the first two came and said, maybe we should actually believe them.
Right, and more than the second.
Or do they stand in the middle that we don't believe them and they don't get killed?
So it's something they want. It's a good question. Meaning, what's going on in their view? It's a good question. Meaning, it's sounding like by the Mishnah that we're believing them for some reason. It's like an in-between. It's funny. It's in-between. We'll see anything more. But this evening, Gemara, how what's chapter to do? It needs work for you. Gemara is going to help us out. Fine. So let's see. Good. So let's see the Gemara. What does the Gemara ask? Minahani mili. How do we know this? Now, when Gemara asks right in the beginning of Gemara, minahani mili, what's it going back on?
Last thing you said.
What's the
Gemara?
Minahani mili. Meaning, I just started the Gemara. It's called minahani mili. We have this a few times, like we had this once before. We said, all of a sudden, the Gemara says, how do you know this? Well, how do you know what? Uh-huh. So it's always obviously going on the first halacha of the Mishnah. Meaning,
It lines up, yes.
So meaning, you had a Mishnah. Now, minahani mili, I'm going to the first case of the Mishnah. So minahani mili, how do I know
like
this?
Like it says in Birkei Avos, the first.
That's nice, yeah. It's a golden order. So minahani mili, how do we know this? Meaning, how do we know what? What was the first halacha of our Mishnah? Meaning, what was the first halacha we just said? The first case of our Mishnah? we say Edim don't become Edim Zayimin unless the Edim are staying on they themselves. Like you yourself are with us, right? Not in the fact the guy killed, the murderer, the guy who got killed. We have to say that you yourself are with us. So what's the source? Yes? Who said that that's why you're narrowing down the halakha of Edim Zayimin? If you read the Torah, Torah says you're Edim Zayimin. You listen to the second one more than the first one. So the one wants to know, or like, where do you know this from? Where do you get this from? In this Mishnah, you're already narrowing down the halakha of Edim Zayimin. Telling me
is that going to always provoke a pasuk from the Torah? Do you have to answer
or a Mishnah or something?
It could also be sometimes. It could also be a svara sometimes.
Maybe it could be a svara. It could be a Mishnah. It could be a pasuk.
Usually pasuk is what's your Torah source. But sometimes the can say usually we bring a pasuk. Sometimes and their answer is just svara. It's a logic, but. Usually it would mean that we want a pasuk. We're asking for like a source, meaning
conclusive. What's something conclusive directly from God?
Usually when you're asking, also you have a halakha and a mishnah, to give me some good basis and where you're coming from. Because it might be where do you know this from to narrow down? You just narrow down the halakha of Edim Zayimin. You're telling the halakha of Edim Zayimin only applies specifically to a case where the Edim Zayimin come and say that you were with us, you, the Edim, were with us, right?
Right.
Who told you that's so narrow that the halakha Edim Zayimin only applies to such a scenario? Maybe it should apply everywhere, right? The Gemara said, who told you? Maybe it should apply in all scenarios, even if they're trying to, even if, let's say, the Edim Zayimin come and say that the murderer was with us. Maybe then also it should be Edim Zayimin. Who told you that's only in a specific case like this? Meaning that if you read the Pesukim, it doesn't seem to say like you.
Why is the first part of the Mishnah whole?
Yeah, where do you
get
it from?
Why did they make him zomify the first part with the victim or the prosecutor?
Yeah.
The murderer was with us. Why is that whole?
Where do you know from? When you're just coming from left field with these halachas. If you read the Pesukim, it's alright. I did Shnai Mikra. It didn't seem like to say like that. It said, I read the Pesukim, it seemed to say every guy is Edim Zayimin.
You cannot learn from the first to the second. Because now, come on, we didn't say we saw that Reuven killed Shimon. But they have to kick the two witnesses, the second part. They not kicked them out, so they're not witnesses.
In which case? Which case are you?
Second case.
In the second case of the Mishnah?
Yeah, because now we're in the first case, where you need two witnesses, or the two people to say there was Midas in this day, in this place. So now the other came, 100, and said we saw Reuven killed Shimon, but they not kick out the second pair. Understand?
Why should we take out the second pair?
The first witnesses say we saw Reuven killed Shimon. And then came the second pair and they say we saw these two witnesses was in this day, this place with us. So now the Mishnah say about the other people come and say we saw Reuven killed Shimon.
No, the second pair is saying that they're also saying
the same thing.
And then the second pair.
They
did
not kick out the second
pair.
So you cannot take them out.
Well, see, in Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see why he could take them out. I mean, it depends. Maybe you could. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda, maybe you could. But now we're going to go to the first case of the Mishnah. For now, we'll see later in the month. So again, my wants to know, how do you know these words? How do you know this first halacha in your Mishnah that your only case of Edim Zayimin is narrowed down to a very specific case where the Edim said that the Edim Zayimin were with them. The Edim Zayimin said these Edim themselves were with us. We're not immediately more asked, where do you know this from? Amar Rav Ada. Rav Ada says, the source is from here, the Amar Kra that it says in the Pasuk, V'hine Eid Sheker Ha'Eid Sheker Ana. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk, which is in the parish of Edim Zayimin, says the following. Behold, he testified. The witness testified a false testimony, and Sheker Anna, he spoke out, meaning he testified, so to speak, he spoke out Sheker. So he wants to understand from this passage. We'll speak about it in a minute how. So he understands the passage, he's telling you, Ad Shete Sheker, until they find that it's lying, Gufa Shel Edus, the main part of the Edus. Meanwhile, what's the drush of him? Is that he said the Rambam, Rashi, for some reason, doesn't speak out, had to understand this drush. He thinks it's simple. But they bring that over here in this Gemara. The Rambam says that the pasuk, the drasha is like this. It said v'hine eid sheker, right? Why did it say v'hine eidus sheker? Their testimony is sheker, right? The pasuk says here the second pair of edim come and find that the eid was sheker. that the witness was sheker. The Torah should have said they found that their edus, their testimony was sheker. Right. Why do you say they found that the aid was sheker? So we're making a drush, and it means very literal. They found out that the aid himself wasn't there. We're not saying that his testimony is sheker, which means the guy he couldn't. We're not saying this. Second Edom aren't saying the murderer was with us, the guy got killed. On the guy, the aid himself was sheker. I mean, because the aid himself was with us. That's the drush.
The person has his testimony.
The person.
He's the sheker of the situation.
Oh, he's the sheker. This guy is the sheker.
His group, where his location was.
He's the sheker. Meaning, that doesn't say Eidus sheker, his testimony. The second Eid doesn't say his testimony was sheker because the murderer was with us. It's saying Eid sheker, the Eid was with us. So the whole Eid is lying. That's the head around.
It's just because the Eidus could be true.
Yeah, I don't get it.
If Eid sheker remains Eid sheker, it's
which means the story could have very possibly been true. It could have been Reuben did kill Shimon on that day in a certain place. I don't care. You, Mr. Eid, were with us. And that's the case of Eid Zamin. That's how the Gemara is saying. So again, where do we know this from? That Eid, you have to get the Eid Zomim himself, that he was with us. Amar Allah, the Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, Behine, behold, Eid Sheker. Hey, the second Eid and find that he's the Eid Sheker, the test of, that he, the Eid himself lied where he was. Not Eid Sheker, Ad Shet Sheker, Kufa Shal Eid. Until we find lying, the Kufa, the Etzim, the actual main part of the Eidus. That is the drasha according to Rav Ada. That's the first pshat. Where we get this from? That's the source for our Mishnah. Right? We can see the first Rashi in the Gemara. Rashi says, Gufa shal Eidus. So the funny Rashi says, Gufan shal Eidim. So the Gemara says, Gufa shal Eidus. So Rashi explained to me, it means Gufan shal Eidim. When the Gemara says the Gufa, the main part of the Eidus, the testimony, Rashi says, what is it? That is, what's the main part? That means the body of the Eidim themselves. Good. So that's the source according to Rav Ada. The Bay Rishmal Tana, the Bay is like, what's a Bay? Like a Bay, like a Bayit, the house. The house of Rishmal, meaning the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel learned, right? Because meaning we don't hear from Rabbi Shmuel himself, this is from the Beis Medrash of Rishmal. Beis Medrash of Rishmal, Tana they learned. That what's the source of our Mishnah? From a different pasuk, also on the topic of Edom Zomim, that said like this, that Lanus Basar, the pasuk says that these Edom, meaning the original Edom, spoke out a sarah, which means they also like we had before, sarah vasatya. Also means they spoke out like something which is like crooked and not straight, like a lie. So what do you want to say here? Ad shetisra kufa shal edus. Here also it's an interesting drasha that we're saying ad shetisra kufa shal edus until we remove the actual edus. Meaning we don't want to remove some facts in the story. The killer wasn't there, or the murderer wasn't there, or the guy who got killed. We want to remove the actual Eidus. If we say you yourself weren't there, then we remove the whole testimony.
You say Tisra is from Lashon remove, not from Lashon Sarah.
That's what Rashi said. In this case,
it's not from Lashon Sarah, and so you Sarah.
So for the, I mean, it's the Pashup Shad is, but Rashi over here says that it's a Lashon of removed. That's what Rashi is learning in this Drasha.
Because we'll need that to see that they need to be removed from the scene of the crime in order for it to be Kashazaman.
Yeah, so. You know, we're not removing. Meaning, if the public is saying that you remove some facts over here, the Edom Zomim, it's not doesn't help us if they say, "Oh, the murderer wasn't with us, or the guy who got killed with us." They have to remove the actual Edus itself. How do you remove the whole testimony, the whole story, by saying that you guys, you Edom, were with us? That means what is the testimony? Testimony is I saw A, B, and C, right? So how do you remove the testimony itself? If you tell you guys weren't there, that I just removed the entire testimony, not just the facts. So that's how you understand.
And then the Rashi goes better on that one.
Yeah, so Rashi doesn't speak on the second one. Yeah, on the second one. He doesn't even speak on the first one.
Right.
For some reason, he thinks it's Pasha. But on the second one, he's saying of course, the Pasha sound of the Pasha means that the Edom were like Sarah, like we said before, means like they were straight. Or the Drasha is Acha Tistra, which means remove Husru.
Same word.
Husru.
You know,
yeah, it's the same word, but
remove around.
Oh, so that could be also just right. Not fun. He's like
twisting it a
Drasha. Yeah.
Same meaning of the word, applying it differently.
So was that, I understand the difference. What's the difference if you remove the witness or remove the testimony? The witness is removing the testimony.
Nahum, but we're being very specific here. Meaning, I don't have to remove the facts in the testimony. I'm not trying to remove some facts over here. The Edom Zomim don't have to remove.
Killing two birds with one stone.
Right. Meaning, they don't have to tell you, oh, the murderer was with me, or the guy who got killed was with me. How do you go to like the core, the guts of the whole thing? If you tell them that Edom themselves were with me,
right,
that is removing it. That's the way. Very.
That is Edom Zomim. That's what.
Oh, good. But we're saying Edom Zomim has to be specifically until I remove like the whole guts of the whole testimony.
Ah.
Like what is the testimony? I saw A, B, and C. So I don't care if facts. This fact is wrong. That fact is wrong. Remove the whole I saw
it. There's no stopping. Completely dismantling this whole thing. This whole score has just gone down. It's just gone. It's destroyed.
Knock the guy off.
The testimony is completely
gone.
Removed.
Right. I mean, because the way I understand it, a testimony is I saw something. If I thought you saw nothing, finished, you're gone. So you have to remove the whole...
You're arguing on the testimony, you're arguing on the person.
The whole thing is wrong, the whole thing is
wrong. Exactly. You remove him, the whole thing is just, it's false. It's house of cards, it's false.
But the Torah only says the Chiddush Edom Zayim in such a scenario. If you like pull apart, the second Edom Kohen, pull apart the whole first guy and there's nothing left of him, then the second guys are stronger than the first guy. But in the case where they're not pulling apart the whole guy, not like pulling him off the stage, they're saying this fact is true, that fact is true. Then we'll be. It's a two against two. We'll leave it. We're not gonna take the first guy. We'll just say we don't know. We don't believe any of you.
It's not conclusive.
But that's because they're nice. Because the only time the second group is stronger, if you like pull the guts out of that guy, you tell him you're nothing, knock him off. Then the second group is strong. If you just say one factor is off, this factor is off, then you don't knock the whole first guy out. There's no Edom Zayim.
It's almost like it's bottom. Like it doesn't exist.
Yeah. So
you gotta take out
the foundation. Yeah, like take out the whole thing. So that's
wasn't there, so how could he give any testimony?
Oh, okay, good. So let's see now.
We see the same thing later on in Gemara also. When the guys are even sentenced.
Yeah, also he's like,
dead. It's the opposite of the same
type of thing. Good, so let's see Rashi here. So we'll see on the Gemara. So let's see the first Rashi in the Gemara. Gufa Shalei, this was the first Rashi. Gufa Shalei. The second Rashi says, La'anis Pasar. Rashi says, first of all, where does this Pasuk say? The Parashat Edom Zayim say. Rashi doesn't have these fancy Gemaras with the Pesukim on the Star. He's here to tell us. That was said, this is by Edom Zayim. But what does Sarah mean, Rashi? Over here it means, Edos Hamoseres, Shehusru Mishav, was removed from there. The whole Edos was removed, because you didn't see the whole thing. And that, only once we do that, that's the case of Edom Zayim. Shehusru, that's what the word Sarah means.
Sarah is to remove.
So it means to strain. In this case, the drasha is, Husru, the word Rashi says, Husru, is to remove. Strain usually means like, you know, you're there, you stray a little bit off. The drasha is, no, it's not just like, you know, you stray. Pull the guy off because he weren't there to see the whole story. It does stem from the same. Yes, it does stem from the same word.
Sure, she just using it differently.
Yeah, you worked right. We're dashing.
Sarim in Adara is to remove yourself from Adara. Here we're saying, sorry, you're removing the Adam from the whole situation.
Right. It's based on the same word. It's definitely the same root. Until then, we're learning Sarim means like to stray a little bit. Now it's saying like a little stronger, like it's removed. Okay, good. It's definitely from the same root word. Fine. Very good. Voucher. So now we understand. The source for our Mishnah Agma, I want to know what's your source. The Edom Zayim is only a specific case when you're removing the Edus itself. You're telling the Edus was with us. So we brought two sources, either from the Hidish Shekhar Edush Anna, or Lanis Basar, to remove the whole thing. We brought two different Psukim for the source of our Mishnah. Fine. Now, the Gemara is going to go into a bunch of cases to try to figure out, like, go more detail about Edom Zayim. Amar Rav. So far, so good. Yeah? Amar Rav. Ba'u Shnayim. So now we're going to try to figure out what is the case of Edom Zayim. Now that you told me, right now we already established that Edom Zayim means that the two Edom have the second appearance that has to say you were actually with us. And you couldn't have seen the story. So Amar Rav. Ba'u Shnayim. Two Edom come. And Ba'amar they say, B'mizrach Bira, in the east side of the Bira, is the R, like the R like city, Rashi, Trachlis is R. Let's say the east side of Yerushalayim.
No,
this is the palace. Fine, the article says palace, so it's probably they probably figured out what it means. Fine. So, but who's not even Amru? What?
It's a banquet hall.
Banquet hall. Fine, palace,
yeah,
banquet hall.
East wing
and the west
wing.
Simcha
hall.
Yeah, the big Simcha hall. The east wing and the west wing.
The White House.
It has to be something that's possible to see.
Yeah, obviously. I tried to do this big campus. Basically, it's a big campus, and it's very big. It's a big campus. Yeah, like Chutzal Chesed campus, a huge campus over here. And you have one guy saw from one end to the other. Yeah. So what happened over here? The Amru two Edom kind of say the Mizrach Bira on the east side of this mansion. Harak playing this mansion. I saw Reuben kill Shimon. That's the first setting. Ubo Shnayim, a second pair. The Amru comes and says, they say, "Havalay v'valay," isn't it? B'marabira, in the west side of this mansion, Imano Yisim, you were with us at that time, 12 o'clock p.m. Sunday. You're saying you saw Reuben kill Shimon on the east side of the mansion. You were in the west wing with us. And how could you see that? How could you see it? It's impossible. So now the question is, do these guys on the first set become Edom Zod? So the one said, let's see. Chazina, we see. If when one is standing in the west side of the Bira, you're able to see the east side of the Bira, in Edom Zod, they're not Edom Zod. If when you're on the west side, it's possible to see the east side. So it's possible these guys saw Rumei kill Shimon. So just because the second period they say you're with us on the west side, so who cares? It's a two-bit. It's possible to see for the view, you know, from our balcony on the west side. I have a nice view, and I have a perfect view to the east side. So then they're not Edom Zod, because it could have been they saw the story, right? Because they're saying if I'm on the west side, I could see the west side. So it's true. I'm telling you, my friends, it's true. I was with you on the west side of the mansion. But I could see the west side. I could see the east side. So fine, so I'm saying the truth. So then they're not Edom Zod. Vimlav, if it's not possible to see the east side, right? If I'm standing on the west side, I can't. Harei Edom Zod, then they're Edom Zod. Whereas a pshita, of course, it's simple. I mean, what's the Yerchidish? That's very simple. Right? If you can see it, then good. You're saying the truth. If you can't see it, so you're lying. What's the Chidish? Whereas no. Mao the table, what would I have thought? Leichosh, maybe you should worry and be chayshish. Maybe the guy has very good eyesight. Lahari means very clear. He has very good eyesight. Kamashma, we don't see. Meaning like this. So I would think, just because the regular guy, the regular 20-20, right? He's sitting on the west side. You can't see the east side of the mansion, right? This guy says, but I'm telling you, I saw Reuben kill Shimon, right? Do we believe this guy that he saw? He was with us, we're coming and saying, he was with us on the west side of the mansion, right? And a normal guy, that binocular is nothing, you can't see the east side of the mansion. It's too far. It's such a big campus, you can't see, right? So we want to say, these guys, there's only, right?
It's a lesson. Bari is like healthy, no?
Yeah,
so are we saying that he's got normal eyesight?
No, Rashi says better than average. Rashi says
better than us.
Better than average. Rashi says better than regular. Okay. What?
Well, yeah, right.
Rashi says more.
Keen.
You're telling me medals.
More than us. We evaluate. We evaluate a normal.
No, so he's better than us.
That's fine. So a normal, but no, not us. Honestly, we go with the normal people, the normal eyesight. We take the normal eyesight, best thing goes, and send the guy with the 20-20.
They still go in and they check.
People with normal, not a guy who's blind. And they say it's not possible to see the east side. So it sounds like
he doesn't say it's not possible. He says it's better than us. We can't see the east side.
No.
He says he did.
No, again, the wife said, Imlak, we said we go check it out. If we cannot see the west, the east side. All right, it was on these guys must be lying to themselves.
So
what is the worst question? Pshita. It's simple. If you can't see the other side of the palace, then they're liars. They never saw the story. They didn't know. Whereas, no. Maybe these guys could claim that they have supervision.
I disagree with that.
But I'm saying that's Rashi. Don't you agree?
Rashi says his eyesight is better than us.
Flying camel, right?
You have a flying camel, why would you have an exceptional eyesight?
It's the same thing.
It's exactly the
same idea. Yeah,
good part. There's no.
Mars says a flying camel.
Rashi says that there could have been a camel. He says, is it possible? We're not talking about something crazy. We're not talking about something crazy, supervision. It's impossible to see. And he claims he did.
I mean, the guy has more than a 20-20. I don't know how close. More than a 20-20.
Or even say that he had a. He can even say I had binoculars, but he's the only one in the world with binoculars. So we're not going
to
use that case of binoculars.
I'm trying to get to what
he had binoculars
to
on
what,
him.
To what the Peshat is in, because he's saying it's better than us. And you're saying, no, it's better than average. But where's that in the text? Rashi says it's better than us.
Lechosh, be worried. And I worry that he has a good eyesight.
Good eyesight, healthy eyesight. Very right, good, very healthy. And doesn't and mean bad, it's super. The Rashi said, could have chosen the word super eyesight. Healthy eyesight. No, not over average.
But who's arguing? But what does it mean he can't see?
But he means healthy.
But we said
super.
But we said the guy can't see.
Yeah, but that's what he said.
In this case, it means abnormally healthy.
Why does it mean abnormally healthy? The word says healthy. And the word says, no,
for a normal person.
So?
That's right. So the regular
people who
normal
are checking.
People from your average.
Fine, fine, but the regular. Fine, fine, fine. Say it. Fine. The people checking. Fine. Say it like that. Okay, so it's good. Fine. Say it like that.
Even
high school, he wasn't going to arrive from high school.
Last year, people just doesn't mean nothing to
them. I think the student president is an average guy to check it out.
And he was better than an average. So what? It's better than that. It happens to be better than the person who checks.
So maybe we have to assume that every guy is better than us. And therefore, maybe he really is saying the truth. Maybe. So come on, so we don't have to assume that.
We learned that whoever you went to send, he checked whether it was a base in or if someone base in set. And you don't say that his was better than
no, really. Not, most people don't have perfect eyesight. Look around, how many people are wearing glasses?
I mean, in that time, we're talking
about people
who
are not wearing glasses.
Give you an eye test. What's the math convener? The math convener is relevant for how you take the sack. Do you PSAC according to the average, or do you PSAC according to the one who went to check? Or do you go PSAC according to the one who went to check? It doesn't say average here.
Maybe you should worry. But I think for sure, maybe you should always worry, don't kill the guy. Maybe you should worry that he has a better eyesight. Maybe he did see. Come on, you don't have to worry. Now, if someone's asking here, let's say we know for sure this guy has a better eyesight. Let's say these days. We know they have all these tests. They know for sure he has a good eyesight. Could be, we want to kill him. If we
he's wearing a t-shirt that says, I have the best eyesight.
Right. So let's say, right? Let's say, like, so then you can't, what's it called? But in this case, we're saying, maybe you should worry he has perfect eyesight, let's say. Maybe you should worry. We don't have, let's say, everyone wants to
good,
maybe he has good eyesight, healthy eyesight. Maybe he's 20-20.
And he's better than me, and I couldn't tell. Just because I couldn't see that he could. But you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, what's the commercial?
No, there's a word in
the
commercial. There's a word in the commercial. Billion, right?
Yes, he's like a...
It's more than a normal person.
Yeah.
It's the same shirt as just Bari. Billion is like a super guy. It's called a Billion. So Bari can also mean super. Like if you're
a... Bari just means healthy. Fine. So let's see Rashi. Let's just finish Rashi.
Life and death. You have to worry about
it. They didn't have eye tests.
We're not worried about...
They didn't have eye tests. We go by average. If you don't, they didn't have eye tests. These are the ones we have eye tests that we can know for sure.
Life and death here. Why not?
If they have eye tests, sure, we know for sure the guy is 20-20.
The answer is, if you've got really good eyesight, don't be a witness.
Yeah,
don't
be a witness. If you haven't seen something no one else saw, no one could invest in, say, oh.
I probably imagined it.
That also, right. We assume more you're imagining things than your eyesight is better than everybody else. That's the bottom line. Everybody always thinks I'm better than everybody else. And I don't assume you're better than everybody else. If no one else saw it, don't assume you're better than everybody else.
That's one of the problems with the problem? Modern Hebrew.
Right, but it's another problem. The
root isn't Bari, it's like Shabbat. Shabbat is the word. In Aramaic, it's Shabbat with the Aleph at the end. Here we have Bari with an Aleph at the end.
Let's try to finish this Rashi.
Healthy comes from this word. Not that it means healthy.
Okay, so what's the Gemara say? Maybe we have to assume this guy has a special eyesight. Say whatever you want. Better than average, perfect eyesight, whatever. Maybe we should assume he has good eyesight. And even though no one else saw him, could see such a thing from the east side, from the west side, we can't see to the east. Maybe we should assume so he's saying the truth. We don't assume he's saying the truth. If the regular person, the regular person can't see it, we assume that this person is lying. So therefore, there's still Edom Zomim. If two Edom come and say, you were with us on the west side of the palace, and it's impossible for you to see, and Bestin sends the guy and says, you can't see from there, so you're lying. The guy could have perfect eyesight. We don't listen to him. We go by the average, and therefore we consider it to be a liar. Shkayah, okay, Baruch Hashem. Come on, let's try to go further.
They couldn't see
it. We assume it's a liar.
That's it?
Let's go.